Hey, grown-ups, eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. My partner and I have been working really late hours lately, so it's been so wonderful to have these no-fuss, no-mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Head to factormeals.com/tales50. That's T-A-L-E-S 50, and use code TALES50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TALES50 at factormeals.com/TALES50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box, while your subscription is active. Hey, grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Tailblazers. I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. We have a different kind of episode today. Every week, we tell stories about girls who stand up for themselves, who become their own heroes. They are girls like many of you, and there are girls just like the ones in our stories in Iran right now. They are making their voices heard despite powerful forces that tell them to keep quiet. Many of you have heard about these protests, but might not know what exactly is going on, or how you and your families can help. Our friends over at the 10 News Podcast created an episode all about it, and we wanted to share that with you today. This is Special Report Iran with the 10 News.
I did it. I'm actually the first one at work. I can play Minecraft for a full hour before anyone else shows up. 10 News Studio, this is Ryan.
Hey Ryan, it's Everett. A lot of my classmates are talking about Iran. They're asking me questions I can't answer.
Hold on one sec, Everett. 10 News Studio, this is Ryan.
Ryan, what are you doing in the studio this early?
Well, I was trying to get an hour of screen time in before everyone else shows up, but wait, Aruna? Why are you asking me hard questions so early in the morning?
Ryan, I'm a kid correspondent. That's what we do.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Ryan, I think we should do a 10 News special report on Iran. Everyone at my school is talking about it.
Yeah, I think we should wait for Pamela because she's probably already started.
Ryan, you're early. I'm so glad. I need your help doing a special report on...
What's happening in Iran? Yeah, I've got the kid correspondents on the line. We've already started, Pamela.
I'm Pamela Kirkland.
And I'm Ryan Willard.
And this is a 10 News special report.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Before we get into what is happening in Iran right now, let's cover some terms that our kid correspondents had questions about.
Where is Iran?
Iran is located in the Middle East and is an Islamic republic. Iran has a theocracy, which is a government run according to a religion. In this case, Islam. The current government was formed in 1979, after the Iranian Revolution, also known as the Islamic Revolution. The current leader is Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, and he is called the Supreme Leader. He is the head of state and in charge of the country's military.
Why are grown-ups talking about human rights?
After the Iranian Revolution, the new leaders wanted a more conservative Iran, which meant a very strict interpretation of their religion. They took away many social freedoms and rights, especially women's rights. Iran's government also created a group called the Morality Police to enforce the strict rules around people's dress, sometimes violently. The force, made up of both male and female officers, have been enforcing new stricter rules that were created this past summer around hijabs.
What is a hijab?
A hijab is a cloth cover for the hair and neck, traditionally worn by some Muslim women. In other countries where women have more rights, they may choose to wear a hijab, if that's part of their religious beliefs, or choose not to. In Iran, it's the law for women to cover their hair. If you're not properly wearing your hijab, you can get fines or arrested. And a recent arrest of a young woman by the Morality Police is what sparked the current protests.
So what exactly is happening in Iran right now? Pamela Kirkland is going to break it all down for us.
You'll remember we told you about Mahsa Amini a few episodes ago. She was a 22-year-old Kurdish woman who died after being detained by Iran's Morality Police, allegedly for not wearing her hijab properly. They say they arrested Amini on September 16th for unsuitable attire. It's not uncommon for women to be arrested for this in Iran. After her death, some Iranians took to the streets, many of them students, to demand an end to religious dress codes and other conservative laws. A lot of these restrictions have been in place since 1979, shortly after the Iranian Revolution. But citizens say that the enforcement of these laws by the Morality Police has stepped up a lot since the country elected a new president last year. So why are these protests happening now? Well, 3 days after Mahsa Amini was detained by the Morality Police, she died. Her family said she had bruises all over her body. The Morality Police denied that they had contributed to her injuries and her death, claiming she died of a heart attack. The country's authorities say they're investigating, but protesters say enough is enough. Protests in Iran started on September 17th and have spread to all of the country's 31 provinces. Many protesters say they're not only against the laws that restrict the freedoms of women, but also the new president's handling of inflation and other economic issues that have left Iranians poorer. Students have played a large role in these recent protests, putting their lives on the line.
Okay, that's bad.
On October 2nd, state security forces attacked a group of peacefully protesting students at Sharif University of Technology in Tehran, even using rubber bullets. Iranian authorities came down particularly hard on the students, according to the New York Times. It was reportedly some of the most shocking scenes to come out of the country. Many of the protests have been met with violence, but that's not stopping these brave students. The current protests in the name of Mahsa Amini have been organized under the slogan Women, Life, Freedom. The students in this movement are part of a legacy of young people determined to end repression in their country. As a result, protests have since flared up around the world in places like the United States, Greece, Germany, and Canada. Women have also played a prominent role in these protests, waving and burning their veils. Some have even publicly cut their hair. Hair has become a symbol of this fight because Amini's hair was supposedly sticking out of her hijab. But there's an Iranian woman who's being called a hero. She's a rock climber and spoke out after an international competition in Seoul, South Korea. Elnaz Rakabi broke Iran's strict dress code by not wearing a hijab while competing. When video of her climb came out, people were immediately concerned for her safety. Elnaz says she climbed without her hijab because she was in a rush, But some people don't believe that and say she's only saying that because the Iranian government is making her. A crowd cheered when her plane landed, chanting, "Elnaz is a heroine."
Did you know that students here are organizing to help get the word out? We wanted to speak to one of those students. Here's student activist Anahita Maleknia to tell us about the rally she organized and what you can do to get involved in the fight for human rights. Hi Anahita, thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell us a little about your background?
Thank you all so much for having me, really. So I was born and raised in Huntsville, Alabama. I'm currently a sophomore at the University of Alabama in Birmingham. And both my parents are Iranian immigrants. They actually own a small business back in Huntsville. I have one older brother. He actually goes to UAB as well. He's in their med school. And yeah.
We heard you organized a rally to support the women of Iran. What inspired you to do so?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking about that. So what inspired me in the spur of the moment was, one, my family. They're everything to me. And this, I feel like this was the least I could do. In taking action, I didn't want to just post on social media. I wanted to actually do something. And another thing was, I just thought about the girls my age in Iran, and they just want to live a normal life just like anyone else. And I think that should touch a lot of people's souls, especially in the United States, to spread awareness.
What do you think is the most important thing to know about what's happening in Iran right now?
What y'all need to know is that the most important thing happening right now is that this is not a fight against Islam. This is not a fight against the hijab. This is a fight for women's equality and women's freedom.
What would your family in Iran want us to know?
I think at this point, I think they'd want us to know that they're not gonna give up, that this is a revolution. We are watching history in the making right now. And I think they want us to know that they appreciate our support, but to not stop spreading the word, and to keep spreading awareness so they are even more motivated to keep pushing and to make a difference in this regime.
What advice do you have for other students wanting to get involved?
Okay, so y'all are actually a step ahead of the game. The first thing I was going to say was educate yourselves first, but that's exactly what you're doing by listening to this podcast in the first place. So yeah, educate yourselves, learn the facts, spread awareness on social media so that your friends and family can see. And then what you could also ask your parents to do is possibly donate to the Center for Human Rights in Iran. They work on engaging with local communities, and they research about human rights violations, especially happening in Iran, to ensure that cases are shared and supported on. Last but not least, y'all can sign petitions. So Amnesty International is the world's largest grassroots human rights organization, and they ask for emergency donations to help fund investigations that they can report to the United Nations, and that can make a difference. So that would be awesome.
We really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Thank you again, Anahita.
Welcome to the trivia room.
Yes, I'm back for more trivia.
Welcome back, Everett. Hop on up on the trivia throne for today's trivia question. You ready?
I'm ready like spaghetti.
What is going on here?
Trivia on the 10.
Jasmine Mokbeli is an Iranian-American AH-1W Super Cobra pilot and Marine Corps test pilot. She's flown over 150 combat missions in over 25 different aircrafts. Now she has something big planned for 2023. Is it A, command the NASA SpaceX Crew 7 mission to space? B, become the head instructor at the Top Gun flight school? Or C, become a character in the new Super Cobra pilot video game? Tenors, did you guess it? Everett, what's your answer?
I think it's B. Because if she's that good at flying, the military will probably want her as a flight instructor.
The answer is A. Jasmine Mokbeli reported for duty at NASA in August 2017 and completed 2 years of training as an astronaut candidate. She works in the Exploration Office, testing the human landing system. Lieutenant Colonel Moghbeli was selected as commander of the NASA SpaceX Crew 7 mission to the International Space Station, which is expected to launch sometime in 2023. Tenors, do you want to sit on the trivia throne and share your trivia knowledge? Visit thetennews.com/contact to get in touch, and we might have you on the show.
I think we should wrap up our special report. But before we do, here's a quick note for the grown-ups.
Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Our show is now weekly and drops every Wednesday. But if you want some bonus content, you can join the Tenors Club on our website or on Apple Podcasts. Club members get special bonus content and more.
The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcasts.
The 10 News creative team is learning more about Iran and includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Tessa Flannery, and Logan DeYoung. Special thanks to our kid correspondents, Everett and Aruna, for helping with this episode. And a big thank you and shout out to Anahita for joining us.
Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan.
I'm Ryan Willard.
And I'm Pamela Kirkland. Thanks for listening to the 10 News, and we hope to see you soon.
The 10 News is a podcast for curious kids and a common sense media podcast pick. If you love to know what's happening in the wider world or right in your backyard, the 10 News team has you covered with topics like gaming, sports, science, and politics, plus interviews with a Lego Masters judge, the voice of Ash Ketchum, and Dr. Fauci. If you're a curious kid, The 10 News is for you. Listen to The 10 News every Tuesday and Wednesday on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Girl Tales is a Cordelia Studios production. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for listening, and remember, I believe in you.
Be an apprentice.